Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A safety group says there's one reason why driving this holiday weekend could be much riskier. WBBM's Jim Goodis reports.
Ken Kolosh is in charge of statistics at the National Safety Council.
A big component of why 4th of July is so dangerous is because of the combination of alcohol and driving.
Kolosh says nearly 40% of deadly accidents over the 4th of July holiday weekend involve at least one driver who was intoxicated. He says drivers need to be especially cautious this weekend and watch out for others on the road who are intoxicated. Kolosh also urges people to intervene if they know of someone who has been drinking alcohol and plans to drive. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A rally and march were held on the South Side today to demand racial equity on several fronts. G2 Brown is with the Journey for Justice Alliance, which organized the protest calling for improvements in education, safety, housing, jobs, and health care in black communities.
The way for us to make sure that our communities thrive is that we control the basic quality of life institutions in our community. And that's, I think any American should have that. Any American, wherever you live, you should have a measure of self-determination in regards to how institutions interact with you on a daily basis.
Brown says the fight for racial equity on the South Side has been going on for years, especially in terms of education. After rallying at Chicago Police Headquarters at 35th and Michigan, the protesters marched about 3 miles south to Dyett High School. Plans to close the school in 2015 were reversed after Brown and other community activists and parents staged a hunger strike. The Black Lives Matter movement is seeking to leverage current sentiment to more fully honor Chicago's first settler, Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable.
They had a banner reading Black Heroes Matter on the front of a pickup hauling a giant bust of Du-Sable, leading a small group down Michigan Avenue. The leader of this effort, Ephraim Martin, said during a rally, if Du-Sable were not a black man, he'd already have a street named in his honor, a giant monument, and a holiday.
We need a city holiday for the founding father, Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable. We need a major street. We want Lakeshore Drive or Columbus Drive.
Alderman David Moore is pressing the issue in the city council.
There's no way we can continue to say Chicago is one of the greatest cities when we cannot recognize the man fully who founded Chicago.
Moore is optimistic that what they're seeking will happen. Along Michigan Avenue, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 862 new cases of coronavirus today, including 10 additional deaths. The Department of Public Health also issued a tweet today saying, Happy 4th of July. Be sure to practice the three W's today and every day. That's wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance. All COVID-19 state community-based testing sites are closed today in observance of Independence Day. An investigation continues into the death of a man who was pronounced dead after being pulled from the water in the northern suburbs. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a report of an unconscious person around 5:45 yesterday afternoon in unincorporated Lake Villa. 911 operators say a 49-year-old man went under the water while swimming in an area known as the sandbar of Petite Lake. When deputies arrived, they found the man's friends performing CPR, but he was pronounced dead after being taken to a nearby hospital. Hospital mistakes led to the death of a pregnant woman on the South Side. That's according to an investigation from the Illinois Department of Public Health.
31-year-old Lolita Davis of Chicago died at Roseland Community Hospital on May 15th of a COVID-19 infection with pregnancy as a contributing factor. The Tribune reports state regulators found that she was not properly triaged when she arrived at the hospital by ambulance with symptoms of abdominal pain and dehydration. Investigators said the hospital failed to triage Davis upon arrival and conduct a medical screening exam. The hospital says it has taken steps to address the issues in the inspector's report. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A local South syrup maker is ready to pick up the market share from Aunt Jemima.
In mid-June, when Quaker Oats announced it was retiring the Aunt Jemima brand due to concerns about racial stereotypes, another company took close notice. Michelle Foods in South Holland has been selling syrups and other products for 35 years, but has a tiny market dominated by Aunt Jemima. Now, the owner tells the Daily Southtown, the company profile has been elevated. People are discovering her company on social media, and there's a plan to expand. Dave Berner, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.